Okay, the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Ches Manav Mishnah says like this. Od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda taught further another teaching. The previous Mishnah also told us Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in regards to selling shul. So Od Amar Rabbi Yehuda taught further. Beis HaKnesses Shecharav. If you have a Beis HaMikdash, if you have a Beis HaKnesses, a shul, which is not in use anymore, Charav, it's desolate, it's not in use anymore. Ein Mespidin Besocho, you don't use it to say eulogies. Ve'ein Mavshilin Besocho Chavolim, Ve'ein Porcin Letocho Mitsudos. And you don't use it to make ropes or to hang nets. You can't use it for any business, Rashi says over here, right? You can't use it for personal business. Vein shotchen al gago peros, you can't put fruit up on the top. Vein osinoso kampandria, and you can't walk through it as a shortcut. Shenemar vashimosies mikdashechem kedushasan afkishen shomimin, right? That even when they're destroyed, right, they're still called mikdashechem. It still retains its sanctity. As you see last time, we were talking about shuls that you sell, right? And to the extent that you have the ability to remove the sanctity from a shul. Here, we're not talking about a shul that nobody removes it. They just stop using it. So when people stop using it, the Mishnah says it retains its sanctity as a shul, even though you've stopped using it as such. If grass starts growing, you got to remember, right? Especially historically, people didn't have floor, right? So they would level out the floor, but they didn't have carpet, or you know, they didn't have tile that they put down, or there are a lot of the buildings they just had floor, right? So if grass starts to grow in the shul, lo yitlosh, don't cut it. Mipnei agmas nefesh, because it makes people feel bad. Rashi says people would walk in, they'd see grass growing in the shul. It's you know, and then maybe people would fix it up, and maybe people would come back. You know, it's like good. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Bate Knossios Eino Hagin Behen Kalas Rosh. So a shul, this is obvious halach. Everybody knows this. You know, everybody knows, right? Well, a shul, you're not allowed to act with Kalas Rosh, with lightheadedness in a shul. A shul is a serious place. That's what a shul is, a serious place. I see you smiling at me. Ain't ochlin v'en v'ain shosin b'hen. You're not allowed to eat in the shul. You're not allowed to drink in the shul. V'ain neosin b'hen v'ain metailin b'hen. You don't hang out in the shul. That's not what the shul is. V'ain nechnasin b'hen b'chama b'pnei achama. You don't come into shul because there's air conditioning in the summer, right, to get out of the sun. Yishamim b'pnei agishamim. You don't come into the shul, you know, to get out of the rain in the winter. V'ain maspidin b'hen hespin shel yochid. And if you have a small hesped, you know, like an individual, and you don't need to use the shul space, and there's no reason to use it. You don't use the shul space for your own personal things, even for hesped shel yachid. Aval korin bahen. You know what you can do in a shul? You can read Torah in a shul. Vishonin bahen, and you can learn in a shul. Mishnah, Gemara, you can learn in a shul. Umaspidin bahen hesped shel rabim. And if you have a hesped, eulogies, if you have a funeral, that the Gemara is going to explain this, but I'll tip the, you know, a little bit, right? So we can understand for rabim, for that the whole community is going to come out to. So you need a place where everybody's going to be able to go. So then you can use the shul as well. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Eimasai, when is all of this true? Be yishuvan, when people are using the shul. Aval bechorbanan, when the shul is desolate, when nobody's using it, manichinoso, leave it alone. Ve'olin behen asavim, and let the grass grow. Ve'lo yitlosh, and don't cut the grass. But they agmas nefesh, like the Mishnah said, because of agmas nefesh, that people should feel embarrassed when they walk into the shul like that. Asavim, mantikar shmeis. Like, wait, who's talking about grass? So chisurim mechaser v'hachi katani. This was the whole teaching. It goes like this: mechabdinoso, marbitzinoso. So when you have a shul, right, you gotta sweep the floor and you gotta mop the floor and you gotta make sure that the grass doesn't grow and that the floor is clean and that everything is taken care of. I see we can use some sweep over here just when I'm just looking, you know, right here on the floor, right? So you got kidei shelo yalu ba'asavim. You don't want anything to have when you're using the shul. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, when is that true? Ema sai b'yishuvan. That's when you're using it. V'rabbi Chorbanan, when the shul is not being used, manich. That you let everything go. Let it all go. And if the grass grows, don't cut it. So that people should feel that they want to fix it up. Rav Asi said, Ein Nogin Mehen Kalas Rosh. Rav Asi said that shuls in Bavel, they used to build them on the condition that they should be able to use them for other things also. And even so, you're not allowed to act with Kalas Rosh in a shul. Umayniyu, what is Kalas Rosh? What is that Kalas Rosh that you're not allowed to do? Cheshbonos. You're not even allowed to talk business in a shul. Certainly you're not allowed, Tosfos writes, certainly you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to drink in a shul. By the way, this is a big shiloh. See, luckily for us, we have a separate room that we have kiddush in. That's lucky for us, right? So we don't have this shiloh so often. But there's a lot of shuls who are not as fortunate as we are. And they have one room, which is the shul room, and then they want to have kiddush. So they move stuff over and they have kiddush in the shul. It's a big shaila in halacha, whether that's allowed. Because the Gemara over here seems to say that even if you make the shul al-tanai, even if you make it al-tanai, still you can't be noeg in shul kalas rosh. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to talk business. This is a big machlokis in the Rishonim. It's a big simon in Shulchan Aruch, but this is an important shaila. What exactly are you allowed to do in a shul? And this Gemara is the primary source. Omer Rav Asi, Rav Asi. Shuls that they talk business in shul, so those are shuls that have that have to house, right? Dead people that they use overnight for like a morgue. You know, like in the shul. So Gemara says, Malina tzokataitach lo sagi delavachi. What does that mean? Ela la sof. It means that in the end, the result will be she'elinu bo meis mitzvah, that they'll have meis mitzvah. Now, you might have thought that this was a good thing. You know, you get to do the meis mitzvah. But I think what the Gemara means is that the shul will be not stuck with meis mitzvah, but they'll have meis mitzvah. Right? They'll have people who will pass away with nobody to bury them. Nobody to deal. Right? Why is that lead one to the other? It's a good question. Good. The Gemara says like this: the ain the osin bahan, right? You don't hang out in the shul. You don't use the shul for your own personal business. Like we learned on the top of the Amud. Amar Rava said, Chachamim v'talmidehen mutarin. But the students who are studying in the shul, they are allowed to do such. The Amar Ribal, my Bei Rabbanon, Beisa de Rabbanon, right? They call the shul the Bei Rabbanon, the house of the rabbis. Why do they call it that? Because it's like the rabbi's house, right? The Rishonim really write that this is all assuming that you're actually studying there. You know, it's not just because you're a rabbi, you get to do whatever you want. But while you're studying there, so you have a little bit more leeway in terms of these halachas of covered base akneses. You're not allowed to go to seek refuge from the heat or from the rain. So once upon a time, right, Ravina, Ravada, so they were asking Shailas of Rava, Asa Zilcha Dimitra Eli, I'm sorry, Asa Zilcha Dimitra, and it started just pouring. So Aili Lebe Kinishna, so they walked into the shul because it was raining. Amri, Haida Aileen Lebe Kinishna, Lav Mishom Mitra, so then they wanted to clarify. Nobody should think that we're going into shul because it's raining. No, we're not seeking refuge from the rain. Elamishum Deshmata Bait Silusa Kiyoma Distana, but it's because we're trying to learn, and we can't learn when we're sitting outside in the rain. So we went inside so that we'd be capable of learning. We couldn't continue the learning out in there. So they were not using the shul. They wanted to clarify that they weren't using the shul as refuge from the rain. They went inside because they wanted to keep learning. Amar le ravacha bere de rava le ravashi I itztrich le inish le mikre gavra mi be kinishta mai. What do you do if you need to get somebody out of shul? You know, so you shouldn't just walk in, you know, and pull somebody out. That's not respectful to the shul. So what do you do if you need to get somebody out of shul? So Omar Le Itzur Meira Banan Husa, if you're one of the rabbinic fellows, like all of you gentlemen over here, so Le Mehilchasa, so you should learn a halacha. So you walk into shul, you learn a halacha, and then you get the person that you need. Itanahu Lema Mishnah, if you learn Mishnah, so learn a Mishnah. Ikarahu Lema Psuka, if you learn Chumash, so learn Chumash, learn a Pasuk. The Elo Lema And if you can't do any of that, so then find a kid in shul, and the kids will tell you all of the psukim. So you learn with somebody else. Inami nishu port of an akam, or at the very least, sit down for a minute. Don't just go in and out. Sit, at the very least, sit down for a minute. All right, good, I'm starting again. And you could say a hespit of the many. So heichidami hespit of the rabbim. What does that mean? A hespit of the many. So mechuvir Rav Chisda kigon hespita dekai bei Rav Sheshes. If Rav Sheshes would lose a relative, so that Rav Sheshes would be, you know, one of the parties in saying the hespedim, then everybody would come out. And if everybody's going to come out, that's what we're talking about. So machve Rav Sheshes kigon hespeda dekai be Rav Chisda. Rav Sheshes said, no, it'd be like if Rav Chisda, you know, was one of the avelim. So then everybody would come out to respect Rav Chisda. That's what we're talking about. Rafram asked the kalte bevei kinishta. Rafram said a hesped for his daughter-in-law in the shul. Omar mishum yokra didiyu demisi asu kule alma. He said because out of respect for us, everybody's gonna come. Rav Zeira safta lume rabbanim bevei kinishta. Rav Zeira said a hesped for one of the rabbis in the shul. Amar imishum yakra didi imishum yakra didei demisa sari asu kuleyama. Either because I'm saying one of the hespedim or because of the respect for this rabbi, everybody's going to come out. So if everybody's going to come out, so then you're allowed to use the shul. Reish Lakish sati lo tzumir rabbanon dishchiach biara di Yisrael. Once upon a time, Reish Lakish was saying a hesped for one of the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael to have a tani hilchasa bechav dalid shurasa, and this rabbi, He used to teach halachas. He had 24 rows of students. Chavtal Shirasa, 24 rows of students. He used to teach. Omar and Reish Lakish said, "Vay chasra arad Yisrael gavra rabba." He said, "You know, we lost a great man. To have a tani hilchasa." Darad Yisrael gavra rabba. Yeah, right. We lost a great man. Hahuda havitani hilchasa sifra v'sifri v'tosefta v'shachiv. There was a different fellow. He learned halachas sifra tosefta, and he passed away. Asu v'amr leila Rav Nachman lispedei. So they came to Rav Nachman, and they said to Rav Nachman, can you say a hesped? So Omar, he said, heichin aspedei. What kind of hesped am I going to say? Itzana demoli sifra dechaser. So that a fellow, you know, like a basket that's filled with books, we lost a basket filled with books. This was derogatory, right? Rashi says that what Rav Nachman was really saying was that this fellow, he learned a lot of the sources, but he didn't understand a lot of it. So, you know, if you would ask him, what does it say in this place, he could tell you what it said. But he didn't really understand it, and he couldn't apply halachas from one to the other. He couldn't really analyze halachas, but he knew a lot of the source material. So Rav Nachman said, what am I going to say? I'm going to say that we lost a basket full of books. It's not so, you know, it's not so nice. He didn't want to say a hesped, Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, Tachazi ma. You can see a little bit, you know, the difference between the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, Reish Lakish, and the rabbis of Bavel, is Rav Nachman. Reish Lakish, this rabbi passed away, and Reish Lakish said, we lost a great, great scholar. And Rav Nachman, this guy passed away, and he didn't want to say a hesped. So Gemara says you could see a little bit about the difference between the Reish Lakish, and still. The Gemara says like this, Tanan Hasam Udi Ishtamish Betaga Chalaf. The Mishnah in Ava says that somebody who gains personal benefit from the Torah, so the person he'll wither, you know, chalaf, he'll be lost. So Tana Reish Lakish Zam Ishtamish Bemisha Shona Halachos, right? That this is talking about somebody who gets usage from somebody who studies Torah. You're not supposed to have somebody like that do stuff for you. So Ksar Shel Torah V'Yomar Va'omar Ula Lishtamish Inish Beman Detani Arba Velo Lishtamish Beman Demasni Arba. Right? So, you know, even if you have choices, you should, you know, have somebody help you who has studied less, you know, as opposed to somebody who has studied more. Kihad Reish Lakish, it once happened that Reish Lakish have a Ozo Beorcha. Reish Lakish was traveling. Mata Urkama Demaya, he came to some kind of a stream of water that he couldn't cross. Also, who Gavra Arkavea Kase. This guy came and he picked Reish Lakish up. And he was going to bring him across. Become Averle, he was going to bring him across. Amarle, so Reish Lakish said, while they were crossing, Reish Lakish said, "Nu, so tell me, Karis, do you study Chumash?" You know? So Amarle, Karina, he says, "Yeah, I study Chumash." So he said, "Tanis, you learn Mishnah?" "Tanina, yeah, I learn, you know." Arba Sidri Mishnah, you know, four four of the six siddurim of the Mishnah. Amar lei pasatlcha arba ture vitanet bar lokish akavtech. So he said to him, "What you study and you know of the six siddurim of Mishnah, and you're carrying me across? That's not right." So shadi bar lokish b'mayo. He says, "Just toss me in the water. Just let go. Just throw me in." So Amar lei nechli dashmiin on lamar. He says, "No, listen. It's good. Let's talk some Torah. I want to hear. You know, you could teach me a little bit while we go." So ihachi. So Reish Lakish said, "Fine. If you want, gomer minei hamilsa. Let me teach you something." Da Amar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira taught. Oh, this is such a halacha. Benos Yisrael he nechmir al atzman shapilu roz tibas dam kechardo yosher salav shivin akiyim. He taught him that this is why we have Nida the way that we have it today. That we no longer have a distinction really between Zava and Ida. I think that we spoke about this once upon a time. But that even if ladies see, you know, a little bit of blood, they treat it like Nida. That was the halacha he taught him when they were walking across. That's the minog. That's what Reb Zeira says. Tana Dvei Eliyahu Kol Shana Halachas Muftach Lo Shuben Olam Haba. Anybody who studies halacha should be confident, right? Muftach Lo promised him that he will be a Ben Olam Haba. Shenemar Halichos Olam Lo Al Tikre Halichos Ela halachos. Somebody who studies halachos, so he'll be assured a place in Olam Haba. Okay, we'll stop here tonight, everyone.